I'd like to speak out to two pieces of Torah, a vinyan of Hiddur Mitzvah. Both come from the Mishpachas Brisk, and in each one, if you look around, you can find on the aside in Storm like the Me'adam Uzmanim and the Makrayah Kodesh, you could find a lot to elaborate. These are the two Ikach HaKiris in Hiddur Mitzvah. First Indian, I want to be Magdim. When it comes to taking a lulav, there are two minhagim in Klal Yisrael. One is the minhag of the chassidim. Take the lulav. By chassidim, they take the lulav before shacharis, usually at nates or whatever zman that they hold like, supposed to be at nates. And before davening, they take the lulav in the sukkah. They shake the lulav in the sukkah. And they say they're being mechava, mitzvah lulav, and mitzvah sukkah together. And then they come to shul and they, with the lulav and esrig and whatever, during davening, whatever way we use it, we use it. That's a minhag chassidim. The minhag in the yeshiva world is that we don't take the lulav until after Shemini Esrei. Dam Shemini Esrei, after Shemini Esrei is halal. By halal, you already have to take the lulav for the menuhin. So we take the lulav dafka after shachris, before halal. The pashta reason is because of tadir v'sheina tadir tadir kaidim, because davening kriya shema is tadir and lulav is not tadir. It's not the pashta time. That's where Moshe writes in the Gris Moshe this reason that we take it afterwards, not beforehand. In Shalayim, in the Bar Yerushalmis, they have a minute to do both. If you go to one of the, not the American Minyanim in Yerushalayim, maybe the American Minyanim do it too, but Yerushalmis, they, after Shemini Esrei, before Halal, they take the lulav, but they have a hefsek, they go out to the sukkah, and they make a bracha in the sukkah, so this Indian to be mechaber lulav a sukkah, and then they have it for Halal. I've never seen it in America in a shul that way, but it takes time. What? In Israel, they take a break and everyone goes out. They want to do both in Yonim. Stalin is also that way. Okay. Good. So that way, the Mekayim both of the Yonim together. In the longest of it, it comes down to the Beis Halevi that we spoke at yesterday. Yesterday, I mentioned to you from the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi is going on the Inyan of Bris Milah. At Bris Milah, where the Rambam Shita is, that Yochaiser on Sitzin Sheinim Ma'akfim only Bishas Milah. At the time of the Bris, if he didn't draw his hand back from the Bris, in the middle of doing the Bris, so if he sees there's a strand of flesh, of skin that was left, that wasn't cut, that's not ma'akiv, sits in she'enan ma'akvim, b'shas mila, you remove it. La'achra mila, once the mila is finished, then you don't go back, and chayzim al sits in she'enan ma'akvim. That's the Rambam Shita. As I mentioned yesterday, the other Rishayim learn that that's talking on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you don't go back for Tzitzit Shein HaMa'afin because it's a malach on Shabbos, Shalai L'Fayrus. And that's the way the Torah explains it. But the Rambam says, no, it's even B'chayel. Even B'chayel, you don't go back for Tzitzit Shein HaMa'afin. So the question on the Rambam was, why not? The Hiddur Mitzvah is to remove the entire Arla, even though Rubei Kekula, you could be yitzu with right of the Arla coming off, but the Hiddur Mitzvah is Rubei Kekula, is to take off the entire Arla. So Beis Halevi answers with his Yisayid that Hiddur Mitzvah is only Shayach to Shas Mitzvah, Once a person is b'shas mitzvah, even if he's in the middle, he cut off the arla and he sees other skins, so to cut it right there, that's called shas mitzvah. Pirish yaday mimenu. That's also called b'shas mitzvah. But once a person is pirish from it, the mitzvah is finished. It's not shayach hider mitzvah once the mitzvah is done. Once the mitzvah is finished, in other words, it's not shayach to call it a hider mitzvah. And that's the other example I mentioned yesterday, that if you already shook lulav and esrig, you took a kasher lulav, a kasher esrig, to go now and take a different esrig, which is more mahudr, and to shake it, there's no hider mitzvah. Because your mitzvah is over. It's a hider in nothing. It's not a hider in a mitzvah. It's a hider in the stop shaking a lulav when there's no mitzvah.
Why do people shake other people?
The reason people shake other people's is because of a chshad that theirs may not be kosher for one reason or another. So, because of a chshad that somebody's lulav may be a morakiv, someone's esrog may be a morakiv, or may have a chaser in it that he didn't notice. So, there's a meaning to take other people's, shake somebody else's lulav and esrog also. But not not al tider mitzvah. Al tider mitzvah. Yeah, tider mitzvah. It's all over. The time to take the meaning of taking the lulav and esrog right before halal, as opposed to earlier in the day. So I mentioned one reason is al tider v'shein etodet etodet kaidim. But there's another reason. It's v'shein the brisker rav. A different reason. Lamaisa, when we take the lulav and esrog, it's a hider, it should be a longer lakicha. You really kind of derise at the first second you hold the lulav and an esrog. The hider is to do ninuim with it. Ninuim is not ma'akiv in the mitzvah, it's a hider in the mitzvah. Saying halal with it is yet a bigger hider. To walk around with it all day, Anshi Yerushalayim used to walk around with the lulav and esrog all day. That's all a hider in the mitzvah of the lakicha. Lakicha could be a 1 second lakicha, it could be a 1 hour lakicha. It could be a lakicha without halal, it could be a lakicha with halal. The hider of mitzvah lulav is that we take the arba minim by halal as well. So the brisker rav tainin that the beis halevi's cheshbon is that hider mitzvah is only b'shas kiyum mitzvah. It's only when you're doing the mitzvah. When you pirish yaday mimenu, once you put it down, it's over. So if you're going to take the lulav and esrog in the morning before shachris, you shake the lulav and esrog, and you put it down, so it's pirish yaday, the mitzvah is over. Later, taking the lulav and esrog by halal, maybe it's a hider and mitzvah's halal, but it's not a hider and mitzvah's lulav, because the mitzvah of lulav you finished. The hider is dafka, to take lulav and esrog, and you make the bracha right before halal. And it's one long lakicha, lakicha and imsheches, into halal. So you're saying halal and doing the ninuim, everything you're doing on the original lakichas halulav. Like by bris milah, if loy pirish yaday mimenu, so cutting off additional tzitz and shein ma'akvin is all the chelik of the mitzvah. Same thing, if you take the lulav and it's loy pirish yaday mimenu, you're holding the lulav consecutively. So then, shaking the lulav by halal, it's part of mitzvah's lulav. It's a hiddur of mitzvah's lulav to shake with lulav. To shake the lulav with the oisei lakicha, with the original lakicha. That's the tam noah, a very nice reason for the minig. I think in the yeshiva belt, the minig is to shake the lulav right before halal. Rather, according to this Hesber, the minig svard by Hashanis is better than the minig Ashkenaz. Minig svard is to do Hashanis right after halal. Minig Ashkenaz is to do Hashanis right after Musaf. Pashtus, the minig Ashkenaz makes sense because the Hashanah is Musaf. They said they took it in the Beis Hamikdash after Musaf. They brought the carbon musaf and they were made hakafis around the mizbeach. The minik svard to do hashana right after halal makes sense according to this hesber. The brisker rav, himself is noyik histamah like the minik of bnei Ashkenaz. But the minik, the svardik minik, the svard minik to do hashana right after halal is beautiful according to this. Because right, it's all one lakicha hanimsheches, one lakicha samhuliv. The hidden mitzvah of lakicha samhuliv is one long lakicha. And memela, you take it, you make the bracha, you say halal, you do the nenuim of halal, and you do the hashanis all with one long lakicha. So it's all a hiddur in the mitzvah. And shenken, once you put it down, daven musaf. So then taking it is it's a minig, but it's not a hiddur in the mitzvah deraisa of lulav and esrog. So this briskarav is not in print. It's mepi hashmua. They say b'shem the briskarav. This hesber in our minig, I say it's not in print. I'm sure it's in print in one of the hanukkah svarim, but the briskarav didn't write it. But this is mepi hashmua. Now in Chanukah, the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah of Ner Ish U'Beisai. That each person, one person in each house lights one Ner. That's the Iker mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. Someone asked me last night, he's going to a hotel, what's he going to do with the menorah? It's a big problem. When you go to hotels, they don't let you light even in the dining room. Make it light in some storage room on the side. So I told him, you should ask the Rishus if you can leave one yahrzeit candle on the table. One regular candle, not a regular candle, they're nervous, at least the yahrzeit candle. The Iker mitzvah is one candle. There's one there for the whole family. So if they let him keep one there on the table, that's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. So it's not mahudr. So you have a choice: either stay home and do the mitzvah mahudr, or go to a hotel and do a play for shayna mahudr. It's a problem. I don't blame the hotels for not wanting it to light in the rooms, but if you have to go to a hotel, go the week after Chanukah. No, don't go the week of Chanukah, because Chanukah is the wrong week to go to a hotel. But anyway, the Iker mitzvah is one there. Is to light one there and you yaitza. Mahadrin. What's Mahadrin? Mahadrin is Mahadrin Minha Mahadrin. So the Mahadrin is to light one there for each member of the family. And the Mahadrin Minha Mahadrin is to light Kaminyan Halelos for each member of the family. Now, I don't know if you're familiar, but by Sardin, their minig is not like our minig. Our minig, Ashkenazim, with Nayig, I think everybody here in the room is Nayig, that each member of the family, at least each male member of the family, lights a separate menorah and lights the number of Neiris that are the mitzvah, that are the nights. So last night we lit four, tonight we're going to light five, for Chulum. By Sfardim, by all Sfardim, only one person in the family lights. There's no Ninig that everybody in the family lights. Only one person lights for the whole mishpacha. They're all there. They're all yaitzu with the bracha. Where does it come from? So where do all good Sephardic Midhagim come from? From the Rambam. The Rambam learns, the Lashon Rambam is that the Iker mitzvah is one there. The Hiddur is the number of members of the family. Let's say six people in the family. The father lights six candles the first night, 12 is it. And it lights, there's six members of the family, light six candles every night. That's the Mahadrin. Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, if you have six members in the family, he lights six the first night, 12 the second night. By the time he gets to the eighth night, he's lighting 48 candles. Does that remember? That the father lights all the candles. Now the Sfardim are not knowing this Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. It's a milk to Tmiya to light. But they are knowing that the father in the house lights 1, 2, 3 communion alelos, and not that all the members of the family light. What?
It's not here, not there.
Right, to light 6, 12, 18.
No, to write 1, 2, 3, 4. It's not one for everybody.
It's a minyan halelos. Has the hiddur of minyan halelos. Doesn't have the hiddur of minyan hachei habayis. Has one of the durim and not the other. So it's the second mahadra, not the first mahadra. That's how they're made. The Ramah adds that each, the Rama says, no, each person shall light that amount. The amount of the minyan halaylas. But the Rambam doesn't say it. So here, the Brisker Rav is in print. It's in the Gris Alma Rambam. He explains the minig of the Sfardim based on the Beis HaLevi's Yisayid. What's the Beis HaLevi's Yisayid? You can only be Mahadar and a Mitzvah when you're doing the Guf HaMitzvah. If you're doing the Guf HaMitzvah, you can do a Hiddur in the Mitzvah. So he says, 1 minute. The Guf HaMitzvah is that one person lights for the whole family. So the first Menorah, let's say the father in the house lights, so that he lights the first Ner, that's the Guf HaMitzvah. Alright, so like Pirish Yadim Imenu, he lights the second, the third, the fourth, finished. When he puts down the candle, it's finished. The Guf HaMitzvah is over. So what's the sun lighting now for Hiddur Mitzvah? It's not Shayach Hiddur Mitzvah when the Guf HaMitzvah is finished. Once it's Pirish Yadim from the Guf HaMitzvah, what's Shayach Hiddur Mitzvah that other people should light? So just like the Rambam holds by Bris Mila, that once it's Pirish Yadim Imenu, there's no Vaita Dika light, there's no Vaita Dika cutting of the Arla. By Menorah also, once it's Pirish Yadai, from the Menorah, there's no Vaita Dika lighting of the Menorah, the second person can't light, because that's not a Hiddur Mitzvah. Follow the logic of it.
Father didn't have in mind. Huh? Maybe the father didn't have in mind.
Maybe the father
didn't have children in mind, so they were the Mitzvah.
Maybe the children didn't have a mind.
Not the person on the base side.
It's on the base side. Well, that would be a clair. I don't know. This is what the Rambam says. Here's what the Brisker Rav says. He says the Rambam is l'shitasai. The Rambam holds once you parish yada, it's over. He says the Rama is also l'shitasai. The Rama by Bris Mila holds that you could come back. You have to come back later and cut off the tzitzit shein ma'akvin. Says l'shitasai. That others could light, you could do the Hiddur Mitzvah later. This is true. The way the Brisker Rav says it is not the way his Zayda said it, not the way the Beis HaLevi said it. The Beis HaLevi, when he talks about the Bris Mila, the Beis HaLevi says everyone's made it to the Yisayid. The Yisayid that you can only do a Hiddur Mitzvah, B'Shas Mitzvah. Everyone agrees to these things. They're not like us. The Ramah just holds that Mila is a mitzvah that continues. Because it's a mitzvah, Liya is normal. If there's an Aveira, yesterday, right, said to be Moshe Chalasai. Right, it is a continuous mitzvah. That's the way the Beis HaLevi explained the Ramah. The Brisker Rav explains the Ramah differently. He explains the Ramah. The Ramah holds that you could be Mekayim the mitzvah even after your Torah Shiyadai Mimenu. And mainly he says the same thing by Ner Chanukah. So this is the Sukkis and Chanukah, the two Yom Tovim that the Brisker Rav says are totally in the two Menhagim, are totally in the Beis HaLevi. The truth is, it's Takanat Tol Poshet. When I light, when we light, so my son doesn't have a mind to be Yotze with my Hadlaka. So how does it work? Let's say I lit in my house last night and then my son lit. What happened? Well, many of you lit. Your father lit and you lit. When you lit your first Nair, that was a Hiddur Mitzvah Dika Nair or an Ikra Mitzvah Dika Nair? Your first Nair on Chanukah. Shad is, I wasn't yet to my father and my first Nair is my first Nair. It's Dika Mitzvah. Or, no. You ate with your father the Ikka Mitzvah, Ner Shabesa. And your first Ner is a Hiddur Mitzvah, Dik and Ner. What would be an Akamina?
Make a bracha.
Huh? A bracha. We don't make a bracha on Hiddur Mitzvah. We don't make a bracha on Hiddur Mitzvah. We do make a bracha. So Vais Dice, my first Ner is an Ikka Mitzvah. Not like the Brisker Rav. Well, like Rav Shalom was saying, that if I'm not Yotzer my father, then my lighting is a Ikra Mitzvah. Hmm. That makes sense. I don't know, so I was thinking about this last night, but it's the time of the year that we learn Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Chanukah. So there's a Mishnah Berurah that's l'chayr not mashma that way. I'll tell you what the Mishnah Berurah says. There's a Gemara that says, "Ei madlikin miner l'ner." It's machlekes Rav and Shmuel. If madlikin miner l'ner, if you're allowed a light, we use a shamus. That's you know how the shamus, and using candles. Could you light the second ner from the first ner, or the third ner from the first ner? It's machlekes in the Gemara. If madlikin miner l'ner, our meaning the Rama says is, "Ei madlikin miner l'ner." Why not? Why aim at leaking in there and there? Gemara says, Mishum Bizli Mitzvah. It's a Bizayin. What's a Bizayin? Bizayin is the first Nair is the Iker Mitzvah. And you're using it for a Hidr Mitzvah. To be Mishamish a Hidr Mitzvah. That's aim at leaking in there and there. From the first Nair, you're not allowed to light the second Nair. You're not allowed to take the flame of the first Nair for a Hidr Mitzvah Dikin Nair. Dr. Mishnah Berurah, Hilkach. If you have Shnei Balabayas Hadorim Bebayas Echad, if you have two separate Balabatim sharing the same house, so then the second Balabas could light his first Nair from the first Balabas's first Nair. Because what's the Bizei Mitzvah to light a Hidr Mitzvah Nair from an Iker Mitzvah Nair? Your second candle from your first candle. That's Bizei Mitzvah. But if you have two Balabatim, and each one has his own Chiyuv, his own Mishpacha, so the second Balabayis, his first Ner, is also Iker Mitzvah Dikin Ner. So Memela, he could lie from the first Balabayis, his first Ner, as I say in Mishnah Berurah. Mechayra, the way we're saying, why does the Mishnah Berurah say two Balabatim living in the same house? The way we understand it, even my son, who's lighting in my house, everybody who's lighting the Hajjim and the Mahajjim, everyone should be able to light their first light for my first light. Seems from that Mishnah Berurah that when the sun lights in the house, it's a hidden mitzvah, dikah hadlaka. It's not an ikar mitzvah. Now he makes a bracha. We're going to make brachas on hidden mitzvah. I don't know. I say sakarat. I say that it's the ikar mitzvah. So I don't know the answer to that. It's the ikar mitzvah.
I mean, it's lighting 2 hours later.
Yeah.
It's an overrating.
Yeah. After 30 minutes, the Mishnah Berurah's psak is that after 30 minutes, it's mutadana. You can blow it out, you can use it, there's no problem. The minig ha'olam is not that way. There are places that will hold that the whole Meshach HaZman is a hidur. But the Mishnah Berurah's psak is that it's mutar. Why do I mention this? Because the whole Brisker Rav, the whole Brisker Rav shot in the Rambam is based on the assumption that when my son lights, he's doing it on hidur mitzvah. So Mimele, Mr. Rav says, you can't do a hidden mitzvah after the mitzvah is finished. That's why the Rambam says, only one person lights everything. But if we were to understand that when the sun lights, it's also an ikar mitzvah, because he's not yet to with the father, we'll be also nafkamina. Sometimes the father's coming home later, and he has kapeda, he doesn't want the son to light this man, he wants him to wait for him. Right, sometimes they have a pay there just for personal reasons, nothing to do with halacha. Is there any halachic reason to want to be the first one to light in the house? It's totally in one we're not sure about. If you say the ikar mitzvah is only the first nair in the house, so then I would always want to be the first one. I want to get the ikar mitzvah for myself. I want my son to light first. Then when I light, I'm doing a hidden mitzvah, not an ikar mitzvah. The shame came. Shake it the other way. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure which way is correct. You have a raya this way, a raya that way. The fact you make a bracha is a raya that we don't make a bracha in Hidden Mitzvah. It's a raya. What? We do make bracha under Rabbanans. We make bracha under Rabbanans all the time.
Same thing.
Wait a minute. We always make a bracha in Mitzvah Rabbanu. I know. Kalani Megillah make a bracha. Like Yechana make a bracha. No, Mitzvah Rabbanu you make. Minig Nevi'im we don't make. But Mitzvah Rabbanu, we always make. What? Lulav, the other cell, is only the rest of the first day. Lulav, all the other days, is a Rabbanu. We make Kiddush, Kiddush by day, we don't make a separate bracha. But any Mitzvah Rabbanon, we would make a bracha. So if we say when the son is not being yetzer with the father, so his first nair is the Iker Mitzvah or the Hinder Mitzvah? But he's not being yaitza with his father, so but then you have to say what he's lighting first. When he goes, he's not yaitza with his father. But the mice of the house already has an heir. So is his lighting an Iker Mitzvah, or is it only a Hinder Mitzvah? That's what we're not sure about. You can look at it both ways. You can look at it, he's not his father, and say, this is his mitzvah. You say, no, the bias has it there. So tell them this. Now, Kapanim, this is all, like I said, there are two ikre hakiris in the sugis of Hidden Mitzvah. This all ties to that first yisayit of the Beis HaLevi, that a Hidden Mitzvah is only b'shas ha-mitzvah, and not shalai b'shas ha-mitzvah. So that's the first topic, so to speak, of Hidden Mitzvah. There's a second topic of Hidden Mitzvah, and that's a Brisker Rav, which Vaita is not printed in the Griz, but it's printed all over the place. The other Mizmanim and the other Svarim. Again, let me be Magdim a Gemara, and we'll come back to it. The first Mishnah in Lulav HaGazel says lulav hayavesh is possible. If you have a dry lulav, it's possible. So Rashi says, why is a dry lulav possible? Because of zekeli vanvei. It's missing zekeli vanvei. The Rashi here brings also zekeli vanvei, right? Yosef shlush adam yikach hazehidah. The Tanya zekeli vanvei was not the fun of mitzvahs. So lulav hayavesh, Rashi says, zekeli vanvei. So Tosis is matmiya. Watch for Rashi. Rashi says, zekeli vanvei. It's a hider. It's not ma'akiv. For Tosis, the reason that lulav hayavesh is possible is because of zekeli vanvei. Apella. Zekeli vanvei is not ma'akiv in the mitzvah. It's never ma'akiv in the mitzvah. So how could Rashi say zekeli vanvei that's the reason lulav hayavesh is possible? It's a plea. So Tosfos argues. Tosfos says pre-eitz hadar, the esrik has to be hadar and it's iskish. All the arba minim zul azul. So just like an esrik, hadar is meikir sefta shalom mitzvah. It has to be a pre-eitz hadar. So the lulav has to be a pre-eitz hadar. That's Tosfos' explanation. Brisker Rav declared what's pshat in zekeli vanveyu by a mitzvah. We'll come back to lulav later. Let's talk about any other mitzvah. You have a mitzvah, talisna, tefillin, any mitzvah. What is zekeli vanveyu? You can learn two ways. You could learn that zekeli vanveyu is a aspect of the gufa mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of lulav, or mitzvah of Sefer Torah, or mitzvah of tefillin, or tzitzis. When you're mekayim zekeli vanveyu, it's a hider in mitzvah tzitzis. It's a hider in mitzvah tefillin. It's a din in mitzvah tefillin that you should be mehadered. Or you could learn differently. You could learn there's one mitzvah of tefillin. There's a separate mitzvah of zekeli vanveyu. When you spend whatever it costs, a kosher pair of tefillin, that's a mitzvah tefillin. When you spend more money on a mehudar, that extra money you spend not on mitzvah tefillin. That's a mitzvah zekeli vanveyu. There's a bezundrin. of Zekei Livan Veil, and you're spending the money on Zekei Livan Veil on that mitzvah. Like doing a mitzvah l'shma. That's a chelik of the mitzvah. Zviza Magdimin, it's not a chelik of the mitzvah. Zviza Magdimin is a separate inyan, Zviza Magdimin. That you should do everything as early as you can. The question is that Keli Van Veyu like Zviza Magdimin? It's something which is a separate inyan, is an inyan. If they ask my, is that Keli Van Veyu? It's not the fun of a mitzvah. Or is that Keli Van Veyu like Lishma? You do a mitzvah lishma. You're doing the mitzvah lishma. You're doing the mitzvah b'na'a, b'sna'a l'fan of a mitzvah. Well, be an afkamina. What's an afkamina if it's a chelik of a mitzvah? Or if you think of an afkamina? Or if it's a mitzvah if they outside? I'll have to come up with an afkamina. I was thinking of the following afkamina. Let's say I have two mitzvahs. And I have enough money to be mahadar in one. I have two mitzvahs. I could either be mahadar mitzvahs mila or mahadar mitzvahs tzitzis. I could either get an expert mile or buy a nice pair of tzitzis. If it's a chelik of the guf mitzvah, so mitzvahs mila is a bigger mitzvah than tzitzis. Mila is a mitzvah sheish bekaris, and tzitzis is a sheim bekaris. So if it's a din in the mitzvah, I should be marked in the mitzvah that has kedima. Mila has kedima to tzitzis. If it's a separate mitzvah of zekeli v'anveil, so what's the difference? I'm doing the mitzvah of zekeli v'anveil. What's the difference if I do zekeli v'anveil on this, or I do zekeli v'anveil on that? My nafkamina. The Brisker Rav had a different nafkamina. If it's a chelik of a mitzvah, not the Brisker Rav said a second afkamina. When you're building the Beis Hamikdash, there's a mitzvah of hider mitzvah. The Beis Hamikdash should be built beautifully. Shlomo HaMelech spent a lot of money to build the mitzvah, to build the Beis Hamikdash. There's a din in the binyan Beis Hamikdash that it can only be built by day. Gzeres Hakasav b'yoyim hakim es hamishkan, dashim b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. That the mitzvah of binyan Beis Hamikdash is beyond v'loy v'layla. So let's say Shlomo HaMelech is building the Beis Hamikdash, or Baal Sheni, they're building the Beis Hamikdash, or Yeshua Kohen Gadol is building the Beis Hamikdash, and suddenly it comes up to a point where they're up to hider mitzvah. They put up the walls already. Now they're going to plate the walls with gold. That's hider mitzvah. Let's assume it's not a chiyuv to plate the walls of Beis Hamikdash with gold. Rather, it could be it was a chiyuv. Okay, but they had etchings on it. They had designs. Let's say the gold is on already. The thicker mitzvah. Then they make designs. There were designs on the inside of the Beis Hamikdash. So those designs, how they make the designs? They called in artists and they etched the designs on the gold. That's Zekeli Mavei. That's beautifying the mitzvah. Zekta Briskerav, that beautifying the Beis Hamikdash could be done at night, or can't be done at night. It's Tali and Al-Hakira. How's it Tali and Al-Hakira? If you hold that Zekeli V'Anveyu is a part of Mitzvah's Binyan Beis Hamikdash, they're supposed to build the Beis Hamikdash in a oifen of Hider, but it's part of the mitzvah. So just like the Guf HaMitzvah is B'yayim, so this also has to be B'yayim. So then it's limited to day. If you learn, no, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is whatever's ma'akif. There's a separate mitzvah of Zek Keli V'Anveyu. The mitzvah of Zek Keli V'Anveyu is a mitzvah that's not the fun of the mitzvahs. If that's a separate mitzvah of Zek Keli V'Anveyu, Zek Keli V'Anveyu can do by night. There's no pasuk Zek Keli V'Anveyu has to be by day. So since Zekeli V'Aveyu could be done by night, so Mimela, you could do it at night. So Brisker Rav says that this would be an afkamina between the two. You know what the etchings were in the Beis Hamikdash? What design they had? If anybody knew, they'd be smiling. Nobody even knows. If I gave you a choice to pick 100 different designs, you still wouldn't put the one that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, in the inside of Beis HaMikdash, that was on the walls. You'd be shocked. If you look in Navi and see what they designed it with, you'd be very surprised. But anyway, you have to look it up yourself. The I think it's Parakhes, the Parakhes. Malachim Aleph. Anyway, this is the Brisker Rav Sakir. The Brisker Rav says that the Iker is like the second Mahalach. That's the din in the mitzvah itself. It's not a din b'fnei atzma, it's a din in the mitzvah itself. And he brings a raya from that Rashi in Sukkah. He brings a raya from Yenna Rashi in Sukkah. Rashi says that in Lulav Yavesh Pasol Zekeli Van Veil. Why it's Ma'akiv, we'll have to explain. But Lamaisa, if Zekeli Van Veil would be a separate din, Rashi can't say Zekeli Van Veil for loving Lulav Yavesh Pasol. So it's up to Briskara, Vaistais, it's a din in the mitzvah, Gufa, a din in the mitzvah itself. He reads the second raya. The second raya is from Brismila. Brismila, on Shabbos itself, did not chayzer on tzitzit sheina ma'akir. But b'shas, you're doing the bris, if you cut the arla and you notice that there's still some skin left, b'shas the bris, you do cut off. Like Pirish Yadai, you cut off the Tzitzit Shem Arkvin. Why do you cut off the Tzitzit Shem Arkvin? Why do you Mekayim? If you only Mekayim Zakeli V'Aveyu, then Zakeli V'Aveyu is not Tesha Shabbos. Rasmila is Tesha Shabbos. Zakeli V'Aveyu is not Tesha Shabbos. So if Zakeli V'Aveyu is a separate mitzvah, how can you cut off the Tzitzit Shem Arkvin separately? Elamai, Zok to Briskarov, it's a raya, Zakeli Naveh was a din in the Gufa Mitzvah. It's a din in the Gufa Mitzvah. And Mimela, it's Brismila. Brismila with the Nah. So Mimela, it's also Dasha Shabbos. These are the Briskarov's two rayas. Now, getting back to the Gemara in Lulav HaGazel, it's a shtickle pella. Why Taisus Kasha? Why it's Ma'akiv? Why it's Ma'akiv? Punked over there, why it's Ma'akiv? I'd like to tell you something I heard about 25 years ago from Rav Shaul Brus. He's a Rafu Shalema. He's not well. But I used to go to a bungalow colony with him. And he gave a Gemara shir Shabbos afternoon. I think it was an hour and a half. And he gave to the Balavatim there a whole summer, 10 weeks, he gave all on the first Mishnah, whatever he was learning. Sometimes learned a little bit of Gemara also. But he spoke at all the Yeshivish Torah, and the Olam enjoyed it very much. So one year he learned Lulav HaGazel. He learned the Mishnah of Lulav HaGazel and a little bit of Gemara maybe. So he said the following pshat. Not that I remember the whole Torah from 25 years ago, but I was smart enough to write it down as the Shabbos. So I remember he said something about it, so I took a look. He said the Shmak of Pshat. He said, based on this Brisker Rav, there are two places in Shas where Hiddur Mitzvah is ma'akiv. If there's a third, you have to tell me. But there are two that we know of. One is Lulav HaYavesh Pasul, which according to Rashi is Hiddur Mitzvah and it's Ma'akiv. And then we had in Gittin on Daf Chof in the Sugya of Mavir Kulnis, we had a Shaila, if you write something Shaloi Lishma and you take a pen, you write over it Lishma, if that's good. So the Gemara says that even if it's good by a get, the get has to be written Lishma. It's written Shalai Lishma, Ma'avar Lav Kulmas Umakachai, and you do it Lishma. But by a Sefer Torah, it's possible. Because of Zekeli Van Veil. because it looks menumer, and Avil of Kumis doesn't look nice. So it's possible because of Zek Heli Vanvei. So there you have exactly the same kasha. Zek Heli Vanvei is not ma'akev in a mitzvah. It's only a hiddur. So you could say, don't do it. But once you did it, why is it possible? So you have two places in Shas where it's possible. What's similar? Can you think of a similarity between Lulav and Sefer Torah? Very hard. Huh? So it's unique to only Lulav and Sefer Torah. Hard to find. There is one similarity. There's a drasha that we find by Lulav, and similarly by Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. By Lulav, we darshan ulekachtam shetehei lekicha tam. Ulekachtam, you should take the arba minim. Shetehei lekicha tam. It should be a complete lekicha. Lekicha should be ganz. Should be whole. By Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, we have the same thing. We darshan uksavtam. That the ksiva should be complete. It has to be whole, it has to be complete. That's why by lulav it says when you take a lulav, you shouldn't be wearing a ring. A woman takes a lulav, she should remove her ring from her hand because it should be without a chatzitza. You're holding it anyway, the ring is only a mashu of the finger. It's for this kiyum, it should be lakicha tama, it should be complete lakicha. So, is exeris hakas of lekicha tama, ksiva tama. Now, is a mohodidika lulav, a mohodidika sefer Torah, is that a chsarim in sefer Torah tama? That depends on the brisker rav. What was the brisker rav's chakir? Zeh keli v'anveyu was a din in the sefer Torah, a din in the lulav. Well, no, lulav's a lulav. It's a separate din of zeh keli v'anveyu. If it's a separate din, so then the lulav is a lulav even without the hiddur. But if you learn that the way the brisker rav says the ikur, that it's a chelik in the guf ha-mitzvah's lulav, the hiddur is a part of the mitzvah of lulav. That means you can do lulav two ways. You can do lulav einay na, you can do lulav na. You can do tzitzis na, you can do tzitzis she'einay na. You can carry the mitzvah two ways. So by tzitzis, if you do it einay na, you're making a mitzvah. You're not doing it completely. You're not doing part of the mitzvah. It should be hisnala fana. All right, so you have a mitzvah. But by arba minim, it says it has to be lekicha tama. It has to be a complete lekicha. A lekicha that's a full lekicha. Since na is a chelik in the mitzvah's lulav, so it has to be a lekicha tama, a complete lekicha. Uchsav tom, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah have to be tama, have to be complete. Since hither is a description of the Sefer Torah, a description of the Tefillin, so therefore it has to be complete, and therefore that Siva tama is mechayiv you to do it in a complete way. So that explains that says Taisus Kasha and Rashi that here hither mitzvah is not ma'akiv because you never need it should be tama, it should be complete. You can do the mitzvah incomplete. You can do it shein eino, except by arba minim and by sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, where there's a separate gzeres hakasuv of ksiva na. So there, on the kicha na, so there it's a dover hamak. This is all again gebayt on the side of the brisker rav. And I saw in the Mitzvah Shleima this morning, he wants to be Taila something else. He doesn't bring the brisker up by name, but it sounds to me like he's being Taila in the brisker up also. Because the machlaikis, if Hidr Mitzvah is a deraisa or a derabana. Hidr Mitzvah is a din taira, din deraisa, or a mitzvah derabana. It's machlaikis rishayim, as we're going to see in the next piece of Gemara. So Shleima Zalman says, 1 minute. Hiddur mitzvah, some hold as a deraisa. There's a rule that every deraisa is ma'akiv. Every time the Torah says something by a mitzvah, it's a davar ma'akiv. except by kachin. By kachin, there's a rule, you need shina hakasav. You need two times to be ma'akiv. But b'chol tera kula, if the Torah says something, we assume it's ma'akiv. It's ma'akiv in the mitzvah. So frech, Rishon HaZalman, how could it be that hiddur mitzvah is deraisa, and it's not a davar ma'akiv? If you also derabbanon, we understand. Derabbanon, a lot of derabbanon is alechet chila, not ma'akiv b'di'ed. But if the chiyuv to be mahadir mitzvahs is a din Torah, din daraisa, so how could it be it's not ma'akiv? So the Zama suggests that it only makes sense if you learn the other side of the brisker rav. That tzekeli vanveil is a separate mitzvah. There are two separate mitzvahs. The mitzvah of tzitzis. There's a mitzvah of tzekeli vanveil. The mitzvah of tzitzis and the mitzvah of tzekeli vanveil. They're separate. If you learn they're separate, he says you can hold this deraisa. Because tzekeli vanveil is ma'akiv in what? In the mitzvah of tzekeli vanveil. If you're not mahadir, you're losing the mitzvah of zekeli vanveil, which is deraisa. But you're not losing the mitzvah of tzitzis, or the mitzvah of lulav, or the mitzvah of esri, or the mitzvah say of tefillin. You're not losing those mitzvahs that the Torah said it's not the fun of a mitzvah and didn't say the kifatam. Then those mitzvahs, it's a mitzvah to do it by ifinah, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah of tzitzis is tzitzis, whatever tzitzis you have. The hiddur is a separate thing. So yes, it's a separate thing. So it's not ma'akiv in that mitzvah itself.
But if there's a chiyuv to do the hiddur mitzvah, then it's a chiyuv on the mitzvah. So then you should still feel ma'akiv.
If there's a chiyuv to do the hiddur mitzvah, is an example. The reason ma'akiv is a marshal of something that's separate. Like an Indian to do a bris, there's no reason ma'akiv to do a bris. No one's going to think that if you're not Zvizim Magdimen, you're not Makayim the Mitzvah. Because Zvizim Magdimen stands by itself as Zvizos is a Mida that a person has to have in Mitzvahs. So no one's going to say it's Ma'akiv. If Zekeli Vanveyu is a separate Maila, it's a Maila. How are you Makayim in a Mitzvah? But it's a separate Maila. If it's separate, then it's not a Davar Ma'akiv. That makes a lot of sense. Not a Davar Ma'akiv in the Mitzvah. So Akoponim, this is the second. Now, are these two brisket thing chakiris, are they totally zebizah? Is it too much to tie them together? Huh? But Beis Halevi declared, Beis Halevi said that once you take your hands away from a mitzvah, you can't do hiddur mitzvah anymore. Right? And the brisker rav said that's the Rambam shita. The Rambam holds no. Even if you take away your hands from a mitzvah, you can do a hiddur mitzvah tomorrow also. That's the Mr. Rav said. It's a machlokes. Rambam holds that you go back to Tzitzis Shei Ma'akvin. He holds that they could do the Hiddur Mitzvah tomorrow. And the Rambam holds you can't do it B'Shas Ma'is. Does it make sense to be tied in the Brisker Rav Sakir? Huh? Halfway. One side could go both ways. The other side.
You can find it in the machlokes.
It's possible. I'm not looking for us. It's possible. Is it logical? Which side? Only one side is Mr. Naver.
Do you consider
Ramah
holds that
it's
a separate thing?
That would make the most sense. The Rambam said that you can only do Zekele Naveh while you're doing the mitzvah. Later, you can't do it. The way the Brisker Rav learns the Ramah holds, no, you could do it later. The Brisker Rav, the Beis Halevi was right. How can you do it later? How can you beautify a mitzvah if you're not doing the mitzvah? If Zekeli Vanveyu is an oifen of doing the mitzvah, the Beis Halevi is more mustav. It's not even argue. If you hold Zekeli Vanveyu is a separate Indian, the Beis Halevi can still be right. The Beis Halevi can go both ways. But the Ramah, if the Ramah holds that you could do the mitzvah later, the next day you did a bris, the next day you could do a hiddur. So what does that mean? I could do a hiddur in bris milah. Bris milah is finished. It's mashma that Zekele Maveh will stand by itself, is a milah by itself. Zekele Maveh stands a milah by itself, then it makes sense that you could do it the next day, the day after. Even then you could be mefakrik. But certainly, the Brahma would only make sense on one side of the Miskara Sakir. So I don't know. To be titled them Zebizah, but a certain small amount of overlap. A component, these are the two Iker Chakiris and the Sugya. We still have a few lines in the Gemara. I guess I'll do it tomorrow, Yitz Hashem. And I hope all of you start Chazara in the meantime and do a Chazara on the previous Sugya.